back to Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian, minus the Brian this afternoon. I am Luke, your host for the hour. If you want to share your tangent with me, 844-967-2789. Want to thank Jason Hafman helping out on the board the last half hour. And we got Evan.
Some musical production chairs.
Yeah, that's just what it is.
Man, you guys are fun to listen to.
It is. Yeah, and it's a great event that is taking place tomorrow. And Jason's been super helpful in helping promote it here on this station, as well as just going out to the participating members of Dane by Local to share their stories as well. So go to danebylocal.com. That's danebylocal.com to check out the Eat Local, Give Local campaign. See a list of all the participating restaurants. That is for tomorrow, August 18th. Varying times, so you can grab breakfast, lunch, dinner, snack after, or whatever you need throughout the day. And so today, we got Marquette University Law School polling. We've also got some breaking updates from the Gable mess saga. That is what it is. It is a mess, but maybe a little bit cleaner. But before we dive back into the headlines, we're going to get over to the phone lines. We got our friend Andy in Beaver Dam calling in. Andy, what's on your mind today?
Well, first of all, I just want to say it's too bad I don't live closer to Madison, because I could partake in all these different restaurants and bars, of which there's quite an array. So that's cool, and Jason's a cool guy and stuff. So I just wanted to point that out. But the thing I'm really, it's so early yet to predict what's going to happen in November. Like you said last week, Tim Michaels is basically an empty suit. He says he's going to tip Madison upside down, and he's going to take and, really shake things up. And, I don't know. Hopefully we've got enough educated voters out there that know that, that Tony's not flashy, but he's doing a good job, and he's kept us from having a lot of stupid laws enacted that would mess up the state even further. So I don't know. As far as Mandela Barnes is concerned, I don't know. I think, he'll hold his own. He's gotten all over the state and everything, and considering the reputation of Ron Johnson and all the idiotic stuff he said, I don't know. You'd have to be crazy to vote him in for another term as senator. But
I think it's going to be pretty interesting. I think too, and appreciate the call, Andy. You can be like Andy, 844-967-2789. But first, before I answer your comments, Andy, you can, it's not too far of a drive down 151 to get to Sun Prairie, where there's some great participating restaurants for the Eat Local, Give Local campaign. So Beaver Dam and Sun Prairie, those aren't too far. Maybe you can come down for dinner. You'd be in the 92.7 listening area as well, because our FM stick is right there in Sun Prairie. But the two big shocking numbers, along with the Marquette University Law School polling released today, is that 34% of those polled in today's polling were unable to answer the question of whether or not they viewed Tim Michaels as favorable or unfavorable. So he is absolutely an empty suit when 34% of the polled participants in the Marquette Law School poll cannot give you an opinion of whether or not they find you favorable or unfavorable.
Man, I
that
think
is exactly
was,
what he's going for.
Catherine was onto something yesterday.
Yeah.
He's just trying to stay out of it.
He's going to hope that those numbers break in his favor, is what I've got to assume. But over the next 12 weeks, we've got a day shy of 12 weeks between now and the November election, I have a feeling that that 34% is going to shrink. It just has to. There's going to be an impression put on Tim Michaels, either by Tony Evers, his competitor in the race, or by the individuals themselves, or by Tim Michaels, because maybe that is what his strategy is. He's going to lay low. He's going to run a bunch of ads, try to give an impression in a 30-second television and radio clip, and go from there. And that is what he's going to try to do. But 34% after winning the primary, the first polling since the partisan primary last week, Tim Michaels doesn't have an impression on Wisconsin voters. But it does go to say, voter turnout was only like 28% in the state last week. So if you're going and shifting out of a primary into a general election, you should have better numbers than that, I guess, for people being able to say favorable or unfavorable. But when you switch it to Ron Johnson, his favorables aren't that great. So he's pretty far underwater when it comes to favorability, where he's been at for a lot of the time. 38% had a favorable view of incumbent Senator Ron Johnson, with 47% having an unfavorable view. So Johnson, unlike Michaels, a lot of people have made up their mind on him. And of those polls in the latest Marquette University Law School polling, 47% have an unfavorable view of the incumbent senator, Wisconsin's senior senator. 41% of voters polled are unable to provide an opinion on Lieutenant Governor Mandela Barnes, which I find is shocking because he's been the lieutenant governor for 4 years. And the fact that there is that many polled in this latest round of Marquette University Law School polling is interesting to me. 37% find him favorable, Lieutenant Governor Mandela Barnes, in his race to unseat incumbent Senator Ron Johnson. And 22% of those polled view the lieutenant governor as unfavorable. So he's at a net positive when it comes to favorability in this Marquette University Law School polling, which I would assume leads to the 7-point bump that he has in today's numbers. The 34% that just don't have an opinion of Tim Michaels, I find that 34% is going to be what makes or breaks Michaels' bid to unseat incumbent governor Tony Evers. And so that's going to be the people that we have to keep an eye on and pay attention to over the next 12 weeks. Folks, you're listening to Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian, minus the Brian this afternoon. Got Evan on the board, you on the phone lines, 844-967-2789. You're listening on Devil Radio 92.7 in Madison, the Shaw 101 FM in Waukesha, Bull Falls Radio 98.9 FM in Wausau, and locally grown radio in Wisconsin Rapids, that's 97.5 FM. Let's head back over to the phone lines. We've got Andrew in Waukesha calling in. Now, Andrew, what's on your mind?
Good afternoon. I'm not sure if you've touched on the Wyoming race with Liz Cheney. I heard a little bit of talk. People were encouraging Democratic voters to push their party registration and vote for Liz. I'm not sure if you guys talked to that strategy or agree with that strategy. I have called before and encouraged Democrats to vote for Adam Steen against Robin Voss. Now, again, you have Voss won the primary. Adam Steen might do a write-in. What do you think about Democrats writing in Steen's name? There is no Democratic candidate in the general.
I'm going to tell you the same answer as last time, Andrew. I don't believe it's Democratic voters in the 63rd Assembly District that need to take care of that.
If I could, you said that you agree with ranked voting. Mm-hmm. So I agree with ranked voting, which allows for people to just vote for whatever candidate they think is best. But you disagree with this strategy.
Because if everybody had ranked voting to start, you would have more candidates going out and being on the ballot in the first place. So there's no candidate running against, like you said, in the Democratic fields in the 63rd district because we don't have ranked choice voting. No Democratic candidate is going on that fool's errand. But if you change the rules of the game, I would understand that there would be more candidates that were either middle of the road or left-leaning in that district that would then go and put their name forward, because ranked choice voting encourages more positive voting, not the negative ads that we see in politics nowadays. And so you're asking me a hypothetical question when we're already halfway through the hypothetical. We're already to the point where we are beyond that primary. And so I believe that ranked choice voting would be beneficial for democracy, but what you're trying to lay out right now is Adam Steen getting some kind of benefit of the doubt when he's been out there saying some crazy stuff, especially when it comes to contraceptives. So I'm not going to tell Democratic voters to go and vote for Steen. I think Assembly Speaker Robin Voss has his hands. Steen came out and said that he's going to be contesting the primary results from last Tuesday in Racine County. So Voss has got his hands full with that problem as it is. That's for Republicans to sort out. Not me, but appreciate the call, Andrew. You can be like Andrew, 844-967-2789. You can also be like Peggy in Brooklyn, Wisconsin, calling in. Peggy, what's on your mind today?
How do they not have an opinion on Mikkelsen and on Johnson? Come on. I mean, have these people not opened their eyes or they can't hear? These people have done just absolute horrible things for Wisconsin.
There's a lot of voters, Peggy, that I think just haven't been paying attention. There's a lot of voters that wait until Labor Day to even tune in. There's plenty of people that are struggling in their lives to make ends meet, and they just don't focus at all on politics. And it can be understandable for some, and others they just tune it out, and you can question why they tune it out. But I think it's going to be pretty interesting these next 12 weeks of finding out how that 34% of Wisconsin voters polled in the latest Marquette University Law School polling are going to break, because they're not going to stay undecided. That's the thing. Is Wisconsin voters don't stay undecided. There's going to be a lot of messaging. There's going to be a lot of ads pumped out through television, radio, digitally, social media. All of the ads are going to be everywhere for these next 12 weeks. And it's pretty important as well as voters that you're talking to the people in your circles and letting them know that if they don't have an opinion, sharing information with them to be able to have them form opinions. I think Tim Michaels should have to answer for where he was this past weekend. And
oh
I'm
God.
Really
that,
curious
that
to
guy
know.
Is just, well, not only that, but Johnson, I mean, look at his record, people. Look at what he's voted for. I mean, all you got to do is look at his record, and he's not for Wisconsin. And anyone that owns as many houses as Mikkelsen does, I mean, come on.
Tim Michaels.
I mean Michaels. Yep. I mean, yeah. Come on, he's not for Wisconsin either. And for flipping and voting Republican in Wyoming, there's not enough Democrats in Wyoming to vote that would even change that, I don't think.
Yeah,
Liz Cheney has got...
Go ahead.
To be perfectly honest, if Liz Cheney ran for president, I'd have a hard time not voting for her, and I'm not a Republican.
There's been... You're not
like
the only...
Her.
I was going to say, you're not the only person to express that opinion, Peggy, and appreciate the phone call. I haven't talked a whole lot about Wyoming because... There's been so much news going on here in the state of Wisconsin, and it's just been hard to be able to fit that one in. But yes, Liz Cheney was handedly defeated in her primary yesterday in Wyoming. I'm hoping that there maybe could be a Murkowski situation where Murkowski, I believe, lost to a Republican challenger in the primary a few years back, or maybe it was Susan Collins. It was either Maine or Alaska. And they successfully did a write-in campaign instead of going as a Republican on the ballot. They wrote in Murkowski or Collins. I can't recall which of the two senators it was. But that was maybe, hopefully, a strategy that Cheney could do. But she lost like 70 to 30. It was like a 40-point margin. I don't even know if she hit 30% of those polled. So it's definitely going to be a difficult write-in campaign if that's what she tries to do. Appreciate the call, Peggy. We're going to try to squeeze in one more caller here before the end of this segment. We got Mark in Prairie du Sac calling in. Mark, what's on your mind today?
Yeah, it's in the whole Wyoming situation. It's interesting where people are willing to support a woman who supports a traitor rather than Liz Cheney. It's and for Michaels, we should find out where the hell he's been. That and does he actually spend 180 days here in Wisconsin? I don't think he probably did. Yeah, probably hasn't for years.
He's probably got a work schedule that could prove it or not, though, right? You'd assume that for the last couple of years, Mark, that he's got to have a record of where he's been. If he wants to prove that he's a Wisconsin resident, I feel like if he wants to be the governor, he should have to show that information. The Republicans went crazy looking for a birth certificate from just a racist campaign to get the birth certificate of our first black president, Barack Obama. And I'm not saying it's to that same extent, but if you're running for the governor of Wisconsin, you should prove that you've been residing in Wisconsin for more than half the year. Those 184 days or 183 days. Folks, you're listening to Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian. We got one more segment left in the day. Plenty of time for your phone calls. 844-967-2789. We'll be right back.